Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, welcome to the 2017 Flag Madness Contest. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about the 64 leagues that have made the contest. This is our second year, and we're excited to present the 2017 Flag Madness contest. So it's real simple. We've taken 64 of what we've ranked as the best leagues in the country, and what we're doing is we are going to rank them and put them in a bracket for during March Madness. And the way it works is you get matched up against the league, and whichever league can get the most votes will advance on to the next round. It's a simple contest. There's really no way realistically that we can get every league to play each other. I think that would be like an amazing dream someday to have every league actually play each other for a national championship. But until then, we've got our voting contest. So what we're going to do for this show is we're going to go through each matchup, which will give everyone their ranking. And beginning on Thursday at 12:01 a.m., you can begin voting for your league. Now, the league size does not really matter. And what's going to happen is the team or the league that can get the most votes will win round one, and then they'll go on. So voting will restart again. And it's just an exciting way, I think, for all flag football, you know, men and women and children to sort of stay excited. There will be a youth bracket, which we're kind of building up. This will be in its first year. And we're also going to do a tournament bracket where you're going to vote for your favorite tournament that's going to be either coming up this year or one that just recently took place. So let's get into it. The number one ranked league is Long Island Flag Football, and they're going to be in a voting contest against Indy Downtown Flag Football. They're ranked number 64th. So it's 1 versus 64. Last year, we tried to do it in different regions, but I think it's just logistically right now a challenge. But right now, it's just basically 32 matchups, 64 teams. So number one seed, Long Island Flag Football versus Indy Downtown Flag Football, and they'll go head-to-head. The next matchup, the second matchup, is the number ranked 32, South Florida Flag Football Association versus the Pittsburgh Flag Football League. So 32 versus 33, they'll vote. And actually, Pittsburgh Flag Football actually won our best website, Flaggy Award. And then South Florida Flag Football Association, Shannon Knowles, their league actually has done a podcast with us. So good luck. The 16th matchup, number 16th ranked Mass Flag League, will go against 49th ranked Philadelphia Flag Football, which is a co-ed league, which is actually a league that I run. So my league is ranked 49th, and honestly, I'm concerned. I got to get my people out to vote. But the Mass Flag League, which I think is affiliated with Austin Bradshaw, your league is going to be ranked 16th, and you're going to be versus Philadelphia Flag Football for the 49th. Now, if you're looking for uniforms, Flag Football America has partnered up with Go Team Uniforms. If you're looking for special pricing for uniforms for either Roswell, Hiking and Spike It, Battle Orlando, or even if you're just looking for uniforms for your team or other sports like softball or basketball, which kind of ties into March Madness, give us a call, send us an email, flagfootballamerica@gmail.com. If you want to check out our brackets, you can go to flagfootballamerica.com/flagmadness, and you'll see our bracket. All right, let's get into the next matchups. We have number ranked, 17th ranked DMVFFL, which is the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia Flag Football League versus the Florida Flag Football League. DMVFFL is ranked 17th versus Florida Flag Football League, which is ranked 48th. For everyone who wants to know, if you want to improve your ranking, this is a key way to do it. You can have a big league, but you have no one who votes for you. That, I think your league has to drop a little bit. Size doesn't matter. You could be a smaller league, but if you're able to galvanize votes, that shows that you've got true engagement with your flag football audience. All right, our next matchup, our fifth matchup, is going to be the number 8 NEOK Sports Flag Football League in Oklahoma versus the Men's Flag Football League of New Jersey. And so they're going to vote. It's going to be ranked number 8 is NEOK Sports versus the 57th ranked league, Men's Flag Football League of South Jersey. All right, now our sixth matchup is going to be 25th ranked 9-11 Flag Football League, which is in New York, versus the Charlotte Flag Football League. They're ranked 40th. That's going to be a head-to-head matchup, our sixth matchup. There is a typo on the website. There's an E in Charlotte. That'll be corrected, but it's Charlotte Flag Football League. Our seventh matchup is the number ninth ranked league in the country, according to Flag Football America, the Jersey Shore Flag Football League, run by Chris Angelini. They're going to be versus the 58th ranked team, Texas Flag Football Association. What you'll start to notice is some of the higher ranked leagues have directors that are kind of out there in the flag football community, and some of the lower ranked teams, I know about them. They do great work, but I'm not really sure who runs all these different leagues. But hopefully you'll start to come forward and be able to galvanize yourself and get yourself out there. All right, the eighth matchup is the 24th ranked Georgia Sports League, run by Mark Nations, versus the 41st ranked team, league in the country, Blitz Flag Football League. So Georgia Sports League versus Blitz Flag Football in our eighth matchup. A voting is going to begin on Thursday. That'll be round one. It'll end on. Let me actually double check when that's going to end. The round one voting is going to begin on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. It's going to last for 2 days. I just want to double check and make sure that I've got the right info here. Okay, so then voting is going to end at 11:59 on Friday, March 17th. So you've got 2 hours. You get one vote per day, so you can vote twice, but you can vote in all matchups. Last year we had a little issue with our security. We had, and it wasn't anyone's fault. Washington County Flag Football League is our champ, and they were able to kind of get more votes by clearing their cash, things like that. But it wasn't against the rules, but we've hopefully improved our security this year, so that way we get a little bit more of an accurate count of the amount of votes that we get in this contest. Again, this is flagfootballamerica.com. This is the Selection Show Sunday podcast. Mm-hmm. We are ranking all the teams that have made the Flag Madness tournament, and we're going through one league at a time. We're about halfway through the show, and let's give all the teams so far that have made it sort of like a round of applause. All right, let's jump back into our matchups. We've gone through eight matchups. We've got 16 more to go. Washington County Flag Football League is our champion. They won with the most votes. Let's see if they can repeat. They're actually ranked fourth this year. They're not ranked one. They're ranked fourth. They were the fourth-ranked league in the country. They've been around a long time, and they're going to be ranked first, the Greater Philadelphia Flag Football League, which is ranked 61st, and that's going to be our ninth matchup. Our 10th matchup of Flag Madness in round one is going to be the NYC Flag Football in New York, and then the Women's Pro Flag League, which I believe is in the South, Atlanta, I believe. I'll have to double-check that. But that's the 29th ranked league in the country versus the – and, again, it's a voting contest, so get your people out to vote. Just because you have a big league doesn't mean they're going to get out and vote. The smallest league we've got, whether you're 64th or 61st or 50th or whatever, even my league 49th, you can get out and get more votes, you can win. And you can show everyone in the country that you've got the most votes, you've got the most engaged players in your league and in the country. Our next matchup is Triad Flag Football, ranked 13th versus the 52-ranked team, the National Flag Football League. They're going to have to get out there and get those votes, but they're ranked 13th. So let's see how Triad Flag Football League. They actually were nominated for a couple different Flaggy Awards. They're doing a great job. So let's see if they can get the votes out. Next is 20th, Reflex Flag Football, winner of Best Video Flaggy Award for 2017 versus Boston's Women's Flag Football, which was a nominee for Best Women's League in the country. They're ranked 45th. That's our 12th matchup. It's number 20 versus 45. Get your people out to vote. We're getting this podcast out to everyone early this year so you can let people know, hey, Thursday, get over to the website, flagfootballamerica.com/flagmadness. And vote. You'll not vote on the challenge site. That was just to show everyone what the brackets look like. You're going to vote on flagfootballamerica.com. All right, our next matchup is going to be Orange County Flag Football, which is in New York, versus Houston Flag Football. And that's going to be Orange County Flag Football is ranked number 5th, and they're going to be going versus the 60th ranked team, Houston Flag football. I'm calling them teams, but they're really leagues, and now they'll go on that voting matchup. The 14th matchup is Crowntown Flag Football League, which I believe is in North Carolina, versus East Coast Flag Football. And Crowntown is ranked 28th. East Coast Flag Football is ranked 37th. Brought to you, Flag Football America is powered by Sports Engine. And if you're looking for any kind of custom uniforms for any upcoming tournaments, send us an email, flagfootballamerica@gmail.com. Let's continue. Our 15th matchup will be all about the players, AATP, which is the winner of Best Photos in the Flaggy Awards, versus the Gentlemen's Flag Football League in Pennsylvania. So AATP is ranked 12th. Gentlemen's Flag Football League is ranked 53rd. So they will go head-to-head in a voting contest. Connecticut Flag Football, winner of Best Statistics. They're often referred to as the Pro-Am, ran by Antoine Bunt. And they're 21st, and they're going to go against the 44th-ranked team, the South Florida Flag Football League. Okay, so now let's go to number two. In the 17th matchup of this contest, we've got number two Premier Flag Football Federation out in Colorado versus the Columbus Flag Football, which is ranked 63rd. So number two versus 63. And you can kind of see how it works. You've got number one versus number 64, two versus 63. So we'll see if any upsets come out of those first rounds. 31st ranked league is Nebraska Flag Football ranked league, Central Valley Flag Football. I expect big things out of the Central Valley, so let's see if they can get votes. The 19th matchup of round one will be TC Flag Football versus in Minnesota, run by Raymond Kidd, versus Flag Football California, which is our 50th ranked team. So that's 15 versus 50. Our 20th matchup for round one is number 18 ranked Man Up, Woman Up Sports. We're kind of putting them in one sort of league, even though they have a man division and a woman division, but we're making them in one organization. So they're actually going to be probably the favorite because they can galvanize probably more votes versus OKC Flag, which is 47th. And we're going to do our best to get everyone aware of that they are eligible. That was an issue last year. Some leagues didn't know they were aware. But spread the word. Go to flagfootballamerica.com. Check us out on Facebook at Flag Football America. You can also check us out on Instagram. The 7th-ranked league in the country is Flag Football X, run by Dennis Friels, versus the Christian Flag Football League. They're ranked 7th. And they're versus the Christian Flag Football League, which is ranked 58th. So let's see who comes out of round one there. The 26th is Smash Mouth Football, run by Mario Hilo, versus Knoxville Flag Football League, which is the 39th ranked league. 26 versus 39. I would imagine Smash Mouth Football will be able to advance, but we'll see if Knoxville Flag Football can actually get themselves some votes. Here's a league up on the rise. It's the United Sports of America Flag Football League, and they're doing a great job versus the Indianapolis Flag Football. United Sports of America is ranked 10th, and they are versus the Indianapolis Flag Football League, which is ranked 55th. We've got a couple of, probably about eight more to go, and we're closing in towards the end of our podcast. Check us out at flagfootballamerica.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Hashtag Flag Madness. Let's get the word out on Instagram, on your Twitter. We are not currently on Twitter. We do know about Twitter, but hopefully as we get more resources, we'll be able to do a little bit more regarding Twitter. The 23rd ranked league, New Orleans Flag Football, they're ranked 23rd. They're going to be going against Los Angeles Flag Football League, which is ranked 42nd. So the 23rd league in our rankings versus the 42nd league. Here's a heavy hitter, Atlanta Sports League, ASC, who just had a major announcement about a facility they're building down run by Patrick Henderson. They're ranked 3rd, and this is going to be an interesting matchup. They're going against the 62nd ranked Arizona Sports League. So not the AFL, but they're going against the 62nd ranked Arizona Sports League for Flag. And let's see how they do. But let's see how ASC Sports League does with the voting. 26th matchup is LV Gridiron Flag Football for Las Vegas versus the Minnesota Flag football. And LV Grind is ranked 30th, while Minnesota Flag is ranked 35th. X-Flag Football League is our 14th ranked league in the our 27th matchup versus the DFFL Men Flag Football League for Detroit. They're ranked 51st. So let's see if Monroe can get all of his Detroit Indianapolis teams out the boat. But 14th ranked X-Flag Football versus the 51st ranked DFFL Men's Flag Football League. We've got 5 more matchups to go. The Atlanta Women's Flag Football, number 19th, is going against San Diego American Flag, which is ranked 46th. And it's going to be 19 versus 46th. And let's see how they do in our 28th matchup. Our 29th matchup, Gridiron Gamers. We're on our best Instagram page. They're ranked 6th in the country versus Fort Wayne Flag Football. We know Tim runs that, so that's actually going to be the one to watch, Gridiron Gamers versus Fort Wayne. It's going to be all a matter of who can get the awareness out to their leagues in time. Got 3 more to go. Southeast Texas Flag Football League, 27th ranked league, versus Entertainment Flag Football in Los Angeles. They're the 38th ranked league, so we've got 27 versus 38 in our round one matchup. 2 more to go. Our 31st matchup will be Ball Out Flag Football, Andres Martinez, number 11, versus the 54th ranked team on the West Coast Splash Flag Football. Let's see which league can get the most votes there. And our last matchup is Arizona Flag League, the AFL. They're ranked 22nd, and they're going to be versus East Idaho Flag Football, which is ranked 43rd. And that will be our 30th final matchup. Again, check us out on flagfootballamerica.com/flagmadness. Check us out on Instagram, hashtag flagmadness on your Instagram, Facebook. Spread the word. Let teams know. And it's going to be an exciting tournament. Again, Washington County Flag Football League is our repeat champions. And let's see if we can get a turnout. Last year we got 15,000 votes. Those weren't 100% accurate. But let's really get a good turnout. Let's get everyone out there voting. Good luck. And let the flag begin. This is S. Marshall for Flag Football America. Get out there, vote, and we'll catch you on our next show.
There is a war coming. You sure you're on the right side?